This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up his Southeast Asia tour in Jakarta, Indonesia, but North Korea again captured much of the attention. There have been mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. AP's Mike Hempen reporting.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing North Korea and other countries, including Russia, of continuing to violate UN sanctions designed to pressure the North to give up its nuclear arsenal.
Any violation that detracts from the world's goal of finally fully denuclearizing North Korea would be something that America would take very seriously.
North Korea Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho says his country will not be bullied into concessions. He's demanding the U.S. undertake confidence-building measures if negotiations are to be successful. I'm Mike Hempen.
The arrest of Sun Wenguang, a retired professor from the Shandong province in northeastern China, during a live telephone interview with VOA, has come at a sensitive time when the rule by Chinese leader Xi Jinping is being seriously challenged. Observers say this has led to the quick action by the country's security apparatus to crush China's rising anti-government sentiments, which they see as a threat to the Communist Party's regime. Sun is a longtime critic of how China deals with human rights. Students clash with police in Bangladesh during another day of protests calling for better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The protests started in Dhaka after two college students were killed by unregulated commuter buses racing to pick up passengers. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has promised to grant the students their list of 9 demands and phases. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions for an apparent drone attack during a speech to mark the 81st anniversary of Venezuela's National Guard. Maduro was speaking in Caracas when an explosion occurred and the television feed was abruptly cut. Later in that televised speech, Maduro did say everything points to a right-wing plot that initial investigation suggested originated in neighboring Colombia. Maduro has several perpetrators were caught in that matter. Venezuela is suffering under the fifth year of a severe economic crisis that sparked malnutrition, hyperinflation, as well as mass immigration. UN officials warning the deadly Ebola virus could be spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
More than 100 armed groups are involved in long-standing conflicts in DR Congo's North Kivu province. At least 2 decades of conflict has displaced more than 1 million of the province's 8 million inhabitants. Peter Salamo is World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief. He tells VOA an additional threat is posed by refugees. He warns some of those fleeing into neighboring Uganda, Tanzania, and Burundi may be taking the infection with them.
So not only do you have the problem of tracking that internal displacement, but then you have the potential exportation of infection across borders.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Governor of the U.S. state of California, Jerry Brown, says he has asked President Trump for emergency aid to help the state fight wildfires that are ravaging communities up and down the drought-stricken state. 5 experts say there are now 17 major fires burning throughout California. One area where the wildfires are intense is Shasta County, where Sheriff Tom Basinko says plenty of people had to leave their homes.
We've displaced nearly 40,000-plus people. There's been about 1,300-plus homes that have been destroyed. But on the good part, we've repopulated many areas and got people back into their homes as quickly as possible. And this has been the largest and most destructive fire in Shasta County history, and I believe about the 6th in California.
8 people have died in the blazes. 8 places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept across the Iberian Peninsula, temperatures peaking at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.